Hello, everyone, and welcome to the American Ninja Warrior Wrap-Up Podcast. This is a very, very special episode that we're bringing to you today. We have a special guest that's going to be talking to us about the celebrity special edition of American Ninja Warrior. And yes, that's a lot of specials. We are joined today by our very own Rob Cesternino. How you doing, Rob?
This isn't Rob Cesternino. This is Nick Swisher back from the Celebrity American Ninja Warrior course.
Oh man, Nick, you tricked me into thinking you were Rob Cesternino. How are you doing, Nick Swisher?
No. Okay, well, I'll put Rob on the phone. I'll put Rob on.
Okay.
Oh, hey guys, me and Nick were just hanging out waiting for you guys to call. Just reminiscing about the night that we were all at the American Ninja Warrior Celebrity Edition.
Right, yes, the night that we were all there together, all of us. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am also joined again by the amazing Lita. Lita, how you doing?
I'm so good. I don't have FOMO at all during this podcast. Not even a little bit.
Yes. She's still bitter about the fact that I did invite her to.
Yeah, but it was, you knew that I couldn't go.
Yeah, it was a trick. It was all a trick.
Classic Taryn.
Oh, yeah. Always playing Big Brother. We're talking to you today about this celebrity special edition. It was a couple of weeks ago now, but we're finally getting around to it. Rob and I attended this taping in person. We got to see this happen in front of our eyes live. So I brought Rob in to talk about our experience and to go over this very special episode. So I hope you enjoy it.
It was actually a really long time ago. It was actually, We went the day after the Survivor Game Changers premiere. So the season of Survivor that's been over for 4 weeks, we went the day after it premiered.
But this didn't air until a few weeks ago, so we're not that behind.
Right.
Yes. Yes, this was quite a while ago that we attended this taping, but it was a fun time. I think, you know, we enjoyed ourselves.
It was a very fun night, and I got to see my first Ninja Warrior experience firsthand with Taryn, and I could not have had a better tour guide.
Rob, had you ever seen American Ninja Warrior before?
I'm sure I had it on. I knew what it is. You know, I had not watched it regularly like you guys do. So, but I was very familiar with the concept of what I was going to see.
This was nothing like that.
Yeah, exactly. This is like the worst introduction to the show. I was like, wow, that was a mistake that I chose to go to the celebrity edition.
Make sure he never watches it again.
In fairness, there was no other way that, like, of the dates that Taryn was in town combined with the Survivor premiere, there was no other point that we could have gotten out there to see any of this. So the one night that was free for certainly my schedule was this Thursday night of the three nights that they taped.
Yeah. And you guys were on camera a lot, so that was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that Rob's plaid shirt was a great marker for trying to find us.
Very
just
easy to
as
find.
I planned it.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the special. First of all, we were introduced to the special by Jennifer Garner. Mm-hmm. Did you even realize that she was there, Rob? Because I didn't.
No. Is she have something to do with Red Nose Day?
I have no idea.
Well, she's not an American Ninja Warrior super fan, so it probably has to do with the charity.
Okay. Lita, did you celebrate Red Nose Day?
Red News Day? Red News Day F Day.
Well, there's a lot of red news actually right now, but in terms of Red Nose Day.
When was it? Maybe.
I guess that's a no.
Yeah.
I think it was the night that this was on.
Yeah. I think it was like really close to my birthday, so I kind of like combined the celebrations.
Okay. And then I forgot about it.
Yeah, and then Taryn totally forgot about that and Red Nose Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yes, we missed Jennifer Garner entirely, but she did introduce this this special. And they tell us that this course, it's the same one that we just talked about, the L.A. qualifying course, but they've made it a little easier for these celebrities. And it's the floating steps, the cannonball drop, the flywheels, block run, battering ram, and of course, the warped wall. And our first contestant is Natalie Morales, the Access Hollywood and Today Show host. I had no idea who she was when she started running.
Oh, wow. That just goes to show what a not fan of Access Hollywood you are. She was a name in the news at one point a few years ago. She used to be part of the Today Show, and now she is moved west. So a fixture in entertainment news, Natalie Morales, Taryn.
I guess so. you know, I'll say right off the top, I didn't know who like any of these people were except for the one from American Beauty and Stephen Amell.
Yeah, well, I knew who most of these people were. I know who Natalie Morales like is. I couldn't say that I saw her and was like, yes, finally, Natalie Morales is on this show.
Yeah,
but I knew of her.
Well, I'm a big Today Show fan. I really like all of the morning TV. So Today Show is a staple over at my house.
I would have rather seen Al Roker do this.
Sure, sure. I mean, Al Roker, who is an alumni of the Oswego State University of my alma mater.
Oh, wow.
He is, would have been fantastic at it.
Wow. Go team. I don't know what your mascot is.
The Lakers.
Wow, it's a really good thing I had Rob on this podcast because I have no idea what either of you are talking about.
Right, go Lakers.
Yeah, so Natalie Morales, she was coached up by Grant McCartney, and she does decently well here. You know, she gets through the first two obstacles, has Grant do the flywheels for her. This was an interesting concept where they just had the, you know, the Ninja Warrior athletes do certain obstacles for them, you know.
There are absolutely no rules on this. They don't explain any of the obstacles because it doesn't matter how they work.
Yeah. Right. You can even, you know, bypass an obstacle by going on a raft if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Perfectly reasonable.
I didn't like when the celebrities were doing shtick. I don't know how it played on the show, but in terms of being there, that I was not amused. Like, well, I wanted to see them try and fail.
Yeah, well, they kind of montaged Nikki Glaser doing that. That probably would have taken a long time to show her getting that all set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually really did kind of, you know, nix the shtick stuff. You know, they focused a little bit more on the serious aspect, I think. You know, a lot of the Jeff Dye in particular was like really playing it up for the cameras as he went. And they actually managed to edit it to make him seem funny, which I didn't think he was in person.
Amazing.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, Natalie Morales, she goes into the water at block run, and that's it for Natalie. And then as Lita mentioned, Nikki Glaser gets montaged. I should amend, I do know who Nikki Glaser is because I saw her on At Midnight.
Yeah. She's a very funny comedian, podcaster. Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
You know, she got all padded up for the block run. That took like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I can imagine.
And then I don't even remember them putting the boat in there. I think I wasn't paying attention.
Well, it was kind of sad that Jesse Graff had to get montaged, but it's fine.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, like seeing that, you know, because we were just kind of looking out for people and we saw Nikki Glaser in, you know, Jesse Graff's outfit. And I was like, that's not Jesse Graff. Like, what's happening here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the matching costumes were nice.
Yes, yes, very nice. Next up was Jeff Dye, the guy who he really, like, before every single obstacle was just, like, taking so much time to make so many different jokes. It was quite tiring in person.
I do not know.
He also, he went first, and there was a lot of confusion. Like, who is this guy? What is he doing? Is he like somebody testing the obstacles? But like, wasn't really quite sure that we had started at that point, and I didn't know who that was and why he was like joking around. I feel like in the reality of it, he really set the tone being the first person to go.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, we should probably explain the charity component of this.
Yeah, I guess so. Basically, every obstacle they complete, they get $5,000 donated to their charity. What was the name of the charity? Did you write down the name of the charity?
I thought it was just the Red Nose Day.
Red Nose Day?
Yeah, that's,
yeah. It was going toward you know, children hunger. They had
against
a couple...
children hunger, not going towards.
No, toward. It. They're trying to promote children hunger because okay. It's such a great thing in society. You know,
right?
They had a couple little segments about it. You know, talking about, you know, children. They go hungry. You donate $5. You'll give them food for an entire weekend. Great cause, I'm sure.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, right. Like, where'd they get that? Like, a whole weekend for the whole family, $5? That seems impressive. I want to, you know, get to know their shoppers.
I went to Trader Joe's today, and it was a lot more than $5 for my family for this weekend. So, yeah, that is a great deal.
Somehow, I don't think they're going to Trader Joe's to pick up.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Trader Joe's is very reasonable, Taryn.
You know, I guess so. It's no Whole Foods.
Oh, well, Whole Foods, forget it. Even once Amazon takes it over.
So topical.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this is like that Natalie Morales type of story that we are covering.
We're basically Today Show hosts.
Also, yeah. Speaking of hosts, Christine wasn't too busy for this, Taryn. She was there. Did you meet her?
No, of course not.
No.
No. I don't even remember seeing her, to be honest.
All right. Well,
I think she did her interviews like at the beginning of the course.
Yeah. Okay. Just point that out.
But yes. So Jeff Dye has a pretty funny package, I guess. Megan even calls him attractive.
Okay. This was so forced.
Yeah.
I also like how Megan is like not even wearing workout clothes and she has like full makeup and hair done. She's like, I'm not breaking a sweat tonight. I'm not going in the water.
Of course not.
Yeah. This was so relaxed.
It was very cold that night also, I might add.
It was. It was pretty cold, yeah.
Chilly night. I don't know if that played on the show.
it did not.
Yeah, it kind of, I mean, they film overnight, so unless you're in a really warm location, like 114 degree Las Vegas, you're going to get a little chilly.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, Lita looked up the weather for Vegas next week, and she's not happy about it.
Yeah, you don't know how it's going to be.
When it says 114, I don't think that's good news, no matter what.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat, Lita.
We'll just burst into flames.
Yeah.
All right. So Jeff Dye, he makes it through the first couple obstacles. Megan takes over on the flywheels for him. She even does a spin at the end. Mm-hmm. And Akbar, or it was either Akbar or Matt, they go, 360, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's known for his spins.
Apparently.
I really did not like it when the Ninja Warriors took over because in my mind, you have celebrities out there. Celebrities are going to try to do the Ninja Warrior job. I want them to fall and fail. That's what I am rooting for.
But then the kids don't
do
get
it. Right.
Kids who cares don't get $5,000.
Make NBC be the bad guy. These kids aren't going to eat if the Ninja Warriors can't finish the obstacle. Like, just give the kids the money, feed them, and then let them watch celebrities fall into the water.
It should have been like a dunk tank where you could like throw things at the celebrities and like make them fall.
Fine. That
money.
Seems especially un-American Ninja Warrior-esque.
Whatever.
All right. So the next competitor was Nick Swisher, the guy that we spoke to at the beginning of this podcast.
Should we put him back on? Or
Yeah, I guess we should. Hey, Nick. How you doing?
He went downstairs.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Disappointing. Yeah. He gets montaged on the episode, and now he's getting montaged on the podcast.
He's also the host of Spartan, so I'll never see him again.
Yeah. I was surprised by that. I didn't realize he was doing anything other than baseball or whatever it was that he does.
Yeah, I think he's a baseball man.
Nick Swisher, I believe, also appeared in How I Met Your Mother in an episode where the gang runs into him as a Yankee at one point. And I believe he shows up at McLaren's at one point in the episode and also is featured prominently in the book Moneyball, which was turned into the movie starring Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Did he tell you all that before we started recording?
Yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, you guys really caught up.
Well, we started talking about that, and then I was asking him, so what was it like playing for the Yankees all those years? He's like, you know what? To be honest, worst organization I've ever been around. That really, ooh, just top to bottom, garbage. I was like, Nick, those are hard words, but he stood by it. So that's what you heard it here.
Man.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems breaking news.
Seems it seems almost unrealistic that he might say something like that.
No, he swore by it.
I guess maybe he made a deal with you to like read his IMDb page if you get to say that.
Well, I'm not reading off his IMDb page. I remember when he was on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember Rob. This was the one of the first guys that Rob was like, "Hey, I know this guy." I was like, "I don't know."
Yeah. Yeah, and Taryn has no idea.
Prominent baseball player in his day.
There you go. He did pretty well. They kind of like they skipped over him, but he did really well. The only one he skips over is the battering ram.
Yeah, and he was with Drew. So
yes, we missed Drew basically his entire thing. So that was disappointing.
Yeah. I was impressed that he seems really bulky. Probably, you know, that, you know, first started to get involved with, you know, you're around the, you know, Yankees organization for so long, you know, maybe that you pick up a thing or two about
all sorts of substances that you can use to get bigger. He looked really big and broad. I thought he was going to struggle. I was actually very impressed with Nick.
I think I'm realizing why Rob agreed to do this podcast.
Rob has an agenda. Hey, Taryn, how come you don't yell at Rob when he talks about sports?
Because Rob's my boss.
I'll get there someday, and then I'll talk about hockey this whole podcast.
Oh, hockey. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see, hockey's way worse. Also, this is relevant. This is a sports player.
Okay. We had a football player the other day, and I was talking about the Steelers, and you were not interested.
Because he wasn't a Steelers person.
Yes, he was. He was okay, on the Steelers. My God.
Well, I didn't realize that. Maybe if you had made that clear.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. So the next person was Erica Christensen. She was coached by Flip Rodriguez. She was decently well.
Rob, are you a big Parenthood fan? The show, not the concept?
No. I think I like the concept more than the show. I actually, I'm so old, I remember the actual movie that it was. Is this based off of the same movie? That there was a movie with Steve Martin. And that was Parenthood. And then they made a TV show out of that. But I'm not sure if the second version of Parenthood, the TV show, has anything to do, is based on the movie Parenthood, the TV show.
Oh, I have no idea.
I believe it is. I believe it. There was a movie and then they made a TV show and then they made a second TV show. And it's all all the same, based on the same stuff.
Taryn, you know a lot about this. So you're a big Lauren Graham head?
No, I just know a lot about TV trivia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't actually watched the show.
Yeah, Parenthood was a I think a 1989 film with Steve Martin, and then they made a TV show about it that did not have Steve Martin.
Missed out.
I know that as Cheaper by the Dozen, I think the movie you're referring
to. They're all the same. And Steve Martin and Rick Moranis, another vehicle to get them together.
Yes,
there you go. All right, so Erica Christensen, she falls on Block Run, but Flip kind of catches her and helps her up. That was pretty fun. And then she monkey bars across the poles of the battering ram instead of actually doing the battering ram, which I thought was pretty funny.
But she has a lot of heart.
Oh yes, so much heart. And then she climbs up Flip's body to get up the warped wall, which I thought was very innovative. Right.
Yeah, well, this is not the most egregious instance of a human ladder we're going to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this is more like a human who is operating as a ladder as opposed to like a ninja warrior ladder or whatever they called it.
Yeah. And ninja at this ladder. Point, Matt literally says, who cares?
Like, yeah,
sure.
It's for the kids, Lita.
I know. I was very emotional during this run because, you know, I love Flip. And like, she just seemed
you were emotional for Flip
and for her. She just seemed really dedicated to this. I was kind of like really moved by this whole special. Like, it was very well put together.
Being so flippant, now all of a sudden you're moved. Oh my.
Well, I can do both.
This is blindside.
Because she likes Flip Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Yeah, and because I, like, am supportive of this whole operation. Like, obviously it was kind of ridiculous because if they have all this money, like, just give it to the kids. But I don't know. I liked it. It tugged at my heartstrings.
Do you think there were a lot of hungry kids sitting there, like, really, like, ah!
Please, Erica.
Come on, Erica. Ah!
Haven't eaten anything all day.
Yeah.
I like that because that's like the same noise you made in the Why You Should Watch Big Brother podcast we just recorded when you were like...
angst and frustration.
Yeah.
Those angsty, hungry kids.
Right. They're saying, let me get on Big Brother so I could eat slop. I hear it's only not so great tasting oatmeal. I would love that right now. I'm a starving person.
I'm a starving person.
How would anybody complain about this?
Just one more obstacle, please.
Yes. Right.
Okay, next up was Derek Hough.
Derek Hough.
Derek
Hough. All right.
Derek Hough.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Crossover, the dancer. Right?
Oh, no. Yes, crossover.
So which dancing show was he on?
He was on Dancing with the Stars for many years, and now he is on World of Dance. He's not
What's
on
World of Dance?
It's another dance show that airs at the exact same time as So You Think You Can Dance, so you don't need to worry about it on this podcast.
On what channel is it on?
Oh, who knows?
Netflix?
No, it's at the same time on Netflix. But it's on one of the networks. I don't know. For all I care, it's on Lifetime. It doesn't matter. But he's a judge on that. Matt Eisman says he may be the best known dancer in America, which is just like patently false. And I took issue with that.
Maybe just hyperbole.
Yeah. Well, they supposed to say things like top rock climber in various countries all the time, as we discussed in the USA versus the World episode.
Yeah, so. But best known dancer in America is absurd.
Yeah, World Dance is actually on NBC, so they're corporate synergy here.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't have been promoting it otherwise.
And he is like the one person that I wanted to see dance during the course, and he didn't. Because I always complain about when people dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess because he's actually a good dancer, so it would have been like good.
Yeah, it would have been sick if he just like did some fouettes on top of the warped wall, but he's not going to do that. And it annoyed me.
So like taking his shirt off and like completing all the obstacles wasn't good enough for you?
I mean, that was fine. I wasn't mad at it.
He was pretty dreamy in person, I've got to say.
Yeah. Wow. And he was partnered with Daniel Gill because of their tight ballroom connection.
And their hair, I imagine.
Yeah. Does he have great hair? I've never really thought about it.
At the very least, he has long hair, which is something.
Okay. Rob, what did you think of Derek?
I thought he looks kind of like a poor man's Leo.
Mm, good call. That's very true. He yeah. built a course in like Utah in some basement. Is he going to come to Utah, Rob?
RehabCon? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess we could invite him.
I'm sure happens. He would love that.
Dance yeah. with Lita.
I mean, tell him that, you know, if he shows up, you know, for every person that also buys a ticket, I'll give $5 to a starving kid if he shows up.
We can do a live Ninja Warrior Celebrity Edition podcast with him at RehabCon.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then kids won't starve. It's win-win.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Everybody should be petitioning for this.
But if he's not there, if he doesn't show up, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, man. All his
the kids starve.
Kids are going hungry.
Oh, man, Derek.
We'll see if Taryn can whip up a big batch of slop for the starving kids.
All right.
See if we can get the recipe.
Yes, maybe Jordan can help out with that. Next up was Ashton Eaton. The this guy was like the most impressive one. He's like a decathlete.
First off, they shouldn't have Olympics people on this show.
Well, they're
Stop
historically
it.
Really bad at American Ninja yeah. Warrior Olympians.
But that's fine. But don't put them on a celebrity show. Unless yeah. it's Michael Phelps or somebody like that who's a household name. Don't put Olympic people into the celebrity America. This guy that Ashton Eaton should be on, he should show up Tuesday night. He should show up Wednesday night. He should be on regular Ninja Warrior. Don't try to impress us like compared to the other celebrities who aren't professional athletes that do all sorts of stuff like this routinely.
Yeah, he's a ringer.
Yeah.
Right,
the last time we called someone a ringer on our podcast, they came on. So maybe he'll come on.
Right. And by a ringer, do you mean he literally competed in the rings in the Olympics?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Or is ringer just your derogatory term to anybody that competes in Olympic events based on the Olympic logo?
Well, we all know how much hatred I have for Olympians. So
he's just another ringer.
Those ringers,
the offensive
oh,
slang term.
Yeah,
we're going to start calling that that new Olympian pole vaulter a ringer.
Yeah, we should know her name, but we don't.
Crystal Cox was a real ringer. Typical ringer.
Ringers are always terrible on American Ninja Warrior. We had a whole segment about it. The LA episode.
It's actually true. Yeah.
All right, so Ashton, he does very well here. He gets through the entire course. Really, didn't even seem like he struggled much. He was, as I mentioned, like probably the most impressive one we saw in person. But he got skipped over, probably because of how impressive he was. He made it look way too easy.
He's a decathlete. That means he does 10 different things. One of them is bound to be relevant to this.
One of them is clearly American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, I must have missed that Olympic event. But
yeah,
sounds like a good one.
All right. Then we had Mina Suvari.
Yes.
Yes.
No idea she was still famous.
Well, is she?
At one point, though, she really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one point. Yeah.
At
sure.
one point, she was really, you know, the it girl of Hollywood circa 1999 and 2000, back when she had the amazing run of American Pie and American Beauty. She's also been in American Horror Story.
Oh, the Triple
and
Crown.
American Reunion. Yeah. She's
and now American Ninja Warrior.
Wow.
And she also is in post-production on a series called, get this, American Woman.
Is this real?
Yes.
Does she have something in her contract? But she'll
it might just be a joke at this point where anybody who's like casting like an American blank, that they're just like, oh, let's get Mina Savard. That'll be so funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Or maybe her agent calls and like, she has a thing going. She has like a streak.
Yeah.
She has this really foreign sounding name. So can we just get her in every American thing possible?
Mm-hmm.
Well, American Beauty is having a big revival. Kevin Spacey just hosted the Tonys. They're branching out all over the place.
Working with Mina Savari was one of the highlights of Finding
Nina. Check out the House of Cards podcast on post show recaps.
Now I know a thing or two about great Americans, and Mina Savari is clearly
she's the most American person.
She's the most American person that I've ever found. Some would say Michael Phelps is a great American, but I've never trusted a ringer in my day.
Yes, Mina Savari, she's trained by Natalie Duran. She's trying very, very hard on the course, and she actually made it through block run, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Yeah, she seems extremely terrified.
Yes, she really did. She skips the battering ram, and then they build her a ninja ladder to get up the warped wall.
Yeah, this was moving, right?
Was it?
Everybody,
I can't tell if you're being serious.
Everybody coming together?
I'm still not able to tell.
No, I am serious. Like, it was ridiculous, but it was like, it's like what we love about this show, right? Like all the teamwork and camaraderie. It was nice.
Yeah. Aaron, here's another crossover that Mina Savari, star of American Pie from 1999 and American Pie 2 from 2001, which was shown in the Big Brother 2 house. And we talked about that in our Big Brother audiobook.
Yes, it's very true.
It was the Baywatch of its
time. Big Brother 2 is Nicole's favorite movie.
Yeah. So Mina Savari has been in the Big Brother 2 house. I think we can say that successfully.
I guess her image has been.
Yeah, that counts, I think.
Does that mean The Rock was in Big Brother Canada this season?
Yes.
Oh, obviously.
He was the star.
Although, originally, the star of the classic TV Baywatch, David Hasselhoff, was actually in the Big Brother 13 house. Do you remember that, Taryn?
David Hasselhoff?
Yes, David Hasselhoff literally was in the went into the Big Brother 13 house.
I actually don't remember that.
What, a la Ziggy Marley? Like, what?
Yes, yes. He, like, did, like, stuff with, like, I remember, like, Big Jeff being like, so don't hassle the Hoff, anybody. It happened. He had like a show that was going to be on CBS. He was the host of a show called Same Name, which aired during the summer of 2011 on CBS.
And was that like a game show?
I guess so. They had two people like with the same name, and then they sent David Hasselhoff into the Big Brother house.
Wow. I think I blocked Big Brother 13 from my memory.
I believe Rachel was having a meltdown also at the time that David Hasselhoff was there.
Because she was such a big fan of David Hasselhoff?
No, about something unrelated.
Oh.
Something unrelated. Yeah.
I thought he walked in and she just had a meltdown. She loves him so much.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So finally, we had the star of the night, Stephen Amell. We were waiting for him all night. He was nowhere to be seen the entire time we were there. I was like, is he... I mean, I assumed that he was going to be there, but I was like, is Stephen Amell coming? Surely Stephen Amell is coming, because the entire point of doing a celebrity special is to get Stephen Amell on your show. The guy from Arrow, he does the Salmon Letter. He's talked about wanting to be on American Ninja Warrior before. He has to be here. And even Matt Eisman says he's been looking forward to this one the most.
Way to play favorites.
Yes. But you know. He could have just gone on the regular one. What, they were going to say no?
Well, maybe he couldn't fit it into his schedule.
Okay.
It's hard work filming Arrow.
Sure.
With how terrible it had been in the last few seasons.
I had never heard of this person or this show until this happened.
To be fair, I don't think it's any easier on him if the scripts aren't good.
Well, I gave up on it, but apparently it's been making a bit of a comeback in the most recent season. So, you know, I'll give it some credit.
The arrow is pointing up.
Yes.
Why was he paired with Casey? This is kind of weird, right?
Because as Casey said, when she went up the Salmon Ladder, people were making comparisons to them all the time because they saw him do the Salmon Ladder on his show.
Yeah, but she wasn't the first one to do the Salmon Ladder.
But she was the most famous one to do the Salmon Ladder.
Okay, whatever, sure. That's
like fine. any casual fan of American Ninja Warrior and Arrow would go, Casey Catanzaro, the face of American Ninja Warrior, and Stephen Amell, The Arrow.
What a small group of people to make this association.
Look, there's only so much you can do.
Okay. I appreciate that explanation.
Yeah, I'm great at explaining things. Like obstacles.
Yeah.
So Steven, he says he's a big fan. He's always wanted to try the course. This was a great opportunity to do so. And he makes it all the way through. He gets through the battering ram. He gets to the warped wall. Akbar shoots an arrow at him, which he thought was pretty fun. Yeah, he was like a fake arrow. Well, obviously a fake arrow, like not a real arrow.
Yeah, I know. You've made it clear you can't bring weapons to the American Ninja Warrior course.
Well, obviously.
And then they like reveal a back half of the course, which obviously you guys would have seen the whole night, but we didn't know that watching it on TV.
Well, obviously it's not like they took it away.
They may have. I don't.
It's all built. Like, yeah. They don't build it in one night and then remove it in one night.
They might. I don't know. It might be like a carnival set up at like a college or something.
No.
Okay, fine.
American Ninja Carnival. I think that's coming to NBC this fall.
We just play games that are rigged.
Step right up to American Ninja Carnival. Three shots for a dollar. What do you say, little Stephen Amell?
Who's the host of that?
I think it's David Hasselhoff.
I hear he's looking for a new game show to host.
Yeah, he has nothing going on.
Surprised they didn't give him Candy Crush.
Yeah. Well, that's Mario Lopez got Candy Crush.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I feel like that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
So he has Stephen Amell. He makes it to the salmon ladder and goes all the way up, just like he always does on the show. Great, great moment. Everybody loved it in person. This was the most entertaining one to watch for sure. And he also gets the M&M run of the night.
Yeah, which made me absolutely furious. Not that he got the run of the night, but that M&M's was doing this now.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't aware that M&M's were sponsoring this one because they didn't give us M&M's.
They didn't give you M&M's?
No.
They just gave you red noses?
They gave us some other candy, and I can't remember what it was. They? We got a red nose, and then we also got some sort of a candy. And I don't remember what it was.
They were like tossing them up. Yeah, it was like little circle things.
What? Right.
Those might be M&M's, Taryn.
No, they were not M&M's.
I remember they were just throwing them up, and I don't even like candy, but I wanted to catch something.
Yeah. If they were something good, me and Taryn had to go to McDonald's after this was over. So we were very hungry.
Yeah.
Like, much like the children that Red Nose Day was trying to raise awareness for. Nobody was wrong. Feeding us that night.
We were way hungrier than the children. We really needed the McDonald's.
Yeah, I believe it. All because Nikki Glaser didn't finish that course.
Exactly.
The $5 does go pretty far at McDonald's, I'll say it.
It does.
So not, weekend? If
they're thinking of ways to feed the kids on Red Nose Day. You know, not the worst way.
We skipped over all like the packages they had of Matt and Akbar going to be with the kids, but that was really effective. That's like what made me donate, not these celebrities. This was, I don't know, this is intense. Like when they showed the little kids.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Especially like seeing Akbar, you know, in regular clothes, which was weird.
Yeah.
Handing out food to children, you know, interviews with the kids about, you know, my favorite food is spaghetti.
I'll never see it again if they don't finish these obstacles.
Yeah.
No pressure.
They really should have just like trotted some hungry kids out on the course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like motivation.
You do it for them. You do it for them. Do you see that kid right there?
Yeah.
He loves spaghetti.
Now that I'm saying this, I wouldn't put it past them at all to do this. I'm surprised they didn't.
What? American Ninja Warrior exploit our emotions? They would never.
All right. So yes, that was our celebrity special. It was pretty fun, I thought, you know, for a short little thing. You can see us on the episode if you want. You know, we're there. We have some red noses on at one point.
Did they explain like what the red noses have to do with this at all? Like, I know it's called Red Nose Day, but like, why?
I think it's a Patch Adams thing. I think it's like the red nose is sort of like the universal symbol for, hey, I'm a clown. Let's have some laughs. And in the Patch Adams sort of like Robin Williams played a doctor who laughter sometimes is the best medicine, Lita.
But it's not for sick kids. Medicine won't help hungry kids.
Well, I don't know. Okay. There is no universal symbol for feeding hungry kids.
Okay.
Maybe some spaghetti. Maybe we need to get on that.
It's harder to wear.
Yeah.
Not impossible, but harder.
Yeah, the red noses, they were hard to wear, I gotta say.
Did you keep them?
Well, that's a whole thing. Ooh. With Rob.
You what? My kids were fighting over them?
Yeah. If you listen to the Patreon 5 for 5.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know what happened to them. That I gave them to Dominic, and then allegedly one of the babysitters got one for Anthony, and they were fighting over them, and they ripped them apart. And any one thing we have that they fight. Mm. Terrible.
Yeah. Nicole was like, "Why didn't you tell me that you brought one home?
Why didn't you declare them when you entered your house?"
Right.
Yes. Yes. So that's our celebrity special, the red noses and all. It was a good episode. I thought, you know, it's fun. It was enjoyable. I would have liked, maybe some people that I recognized, but I guess other people recognize them. So it's fine.
Yeah. Most of these people were very recognizable.
Okay.
They're just very out of touch.
I am very out of touch. Yeah. Except for with trivia about Parenthood.
Yeah, apparently. This was actually a lot more compelling than I thought it was going to be. I was like not super excited to watch this, but I was very engaged the whole time.
I'm glad to hear it, Lita.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Rob, what did you think overall?
I had the best time hanging out with Karen. It was great to befriend Nick Swisher that night. And then we've got to, he's, you know, considers me somewhat of a confidant. And, you know, he's really, he's
well,
working
you're terrible
through a
at
lot
keeping
of,
his secrets for a confidant.
Well, no, that, I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, he's working through a very traumatizing time of being, you know, in that New York Yankees clubhouse for so long. He's still not right. Mm. But, you know, like Debbie, he's been able to work out a lot of his aggression through working out constantly. That's how he has an APAC. Mm, he just thinks about like how he was mistreated as a member of the Yankees. And then it was so much fun to come on here and talk with you guys.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's great having you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you guys want to subscribe to us on iTunes, we are American Ninja Warrior Rehap Ups. You can also find us on the Reality TV Rehap Ups feed if you want this show and all of the So You Think You Can Dance shows, the Challenge, The Bachelor, all of them. They all come under one roof. It's the Reality TV Rehap Up feed. Please leave us a review on iTunes if you so desire. They're always much appreciated. You can also find us on robhasawebsite.com where you can leave a comment. Our most recent show has had lengthy comments.
Yes.
Yes, very lengthy comments.
In the comment section or on Twitter?
In the comment section. Very long.
Oh, no. We're getting bad comments?
No, they're actually pretty good. Yeah. Just
long
nice,
comments.
long comments about how good we are.
Okay,
basically.
Good. Yes. Oh, on American Ninja Warrior or the last podcast that Taryn and I did?
American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
long like comments. Four whole comments, and they're all like three paragraphs each.
Yeah. People had a lot of ideas. But we appreciate you engaging.
If you don't leave three paragraph comments, then you are lacking as fans. Just
the
saying.
Bar has been raised.
Yeah. You can also find us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taryn. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. And Rob Sesternino is at Rob Sesternino. Never said that
That's
before.
That's me. Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this special with Rob. Always a pleasure to have Rob on the podcast, on Rob Has a Podcast.
And give Nick Swisher our love.
I will talk with Nick Swisher. I think he's crying again. I think he's staring off into space. He's in a dark place still.
It's so nice of you to help him through this.
Yeah. Hold on, Swish. I'll be right in a minute.
If you would like to hear more of Lita, you can check out the So You Think You Can Dance podcast. And if you want to hear more of Rob and I, Big Brother 19 will be starting up very soon, and you can check out those. We just recorded a podcast about why you should check out Big Brother 19 if you haven't already, where we essentially try to sell you on watching Big Brother. So if you are undecided or on the fence about checking Big Brother out, check that podcast out to see if maybe you might be interested.
Lita, I really think you're doing a great job on the So You Think You Can Dance podcast. It's going much better than when we had back in December the So You Think You Can podcast dance, and there was a whole incident with Puya, and I am just in the Swisher zone with that. I don't want to talk about it, but
Swish,
so happy
Swish
that
turning into a diss track. this podcast.
I believe there was an incident with bagels. Yeah.
Oh yeah, my.
With the bagels, the whole thing was there was an incident.
It was a whole mess. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm so happy that the So You Think You Can Dance podcast is going better.
Yes. Going much better.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we will see you next time.